I want to call your attention to a passage that we're going to be in today, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51, where we read, "Behold, I show you a mystery." Now, anytime you see in the New Testament the word behold, it means to stop. All right, I'm going to show you something. Behold, look at this. I am going to show you a mystery. Now, when we think of mystery, we think of something that you watch on television, on A&E, or a book that you pick up in the bookstore that has this mystery to be solved from the facts that we have. We solve this mystery. But that's not the biblical word mysterion. Mysterion says this has never been shown. There are no facts on this, never been shown before, and now it's being unveiled at this point. So it doesn't have the same meaning that we have in our understanding in English. It's the idea, there's no facts back here that we can assemble and put this together and solve the mystery. Mysterion means this has never been seen before. It's never been revealed, and now I'm going to show it to you at this particular point. Now, the Apostle Paul was given several mysteries in the New Testament. Remember that after he was saved, he was caught away for 3 years into the wilderness. And there God revealed to him many things that he shared in the New Testament for us in the church age. And we have to understand these mysteries all use the same word, mysterion. These are not facts that were previously known but hidden, and now we're going to see what they are. This is something that has never been revealed before and is now being shown from God. So what is it? We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Wow. The word sleep there is a metaphor for death. We shall not all die. That was not known before. All we knew is that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. That's been the testimony. Now we shall not all die. And what else does he say? But we shall all be changed. This aspect of doctrine that we refer to as the rapture, which is from the Latin Vulgate, raptura, which the King James translators referred to heavily in their writings and in their translation. They used the Latin Vulgate because they had portions of the scripture that were not available, and so they took it from there. You can go back and read the King James translators' words themselves. We have that material in the original 1611. There's a whole document at the front where they give all of their translation principles and what references they referred to that was available to them, and one of them was the Latin Vulgate, and we get the word raptura from that, rapture. And we're told here this doctrine, this teaching was not known in the past, but is being revealed now. We're going to take time today to compare the rapture with the second coming of Jesus Christ. I believe it's important. Before we go into that last chapter in 1 Thessalonians, we have to understand what comfort is Paul talking about there. Comfort one another with these words. If you don't understand what the distinction is that the Bible makes, saying that this is a mystery, this was not revealed before, this is something that God is choosing to reveal at this time through me, the Apostle Paul, we shall not all sleep. Can you imagine that? That's a change. We're not going to die. There's some that will be alive with the coming of the Lord. Yes. And I thank the Lord for that promise. That is a cherished promise to the church today. We're going to look at that today and hopefully have our hearts and minds encouraged by that.